how do you call it? Tweeting.
Tweeting on Twitter.
In Vegas, wants to write a book, and she's trying to sell her book, and she says that he likes men too.
Well, you know what? When they go bizarre, they go bizarre. They go both back, and, you know, I'm not surprised.
Here's the text exchange she says happened.
Okay.
This is her. Are you turned on by other guys?
Whoa.
This is Wiener. Well, it depends on the guy, but generally, yes.
Can you? Are you sexually attracted?
No, this is what she says. I'm not involved in her. I can't see her tweets, so I.
Just the facts, man. Just the facts. So, wow.
He's now moved to a different part of New York City where he can run for Congress again from a different district.
That is not going to happen. Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't see how. Isn't he kind of a joke now? How do you
step into the limelight again after all this? We saw him in women's clothes. Now we find out he likes guys. I mean,
he's moved into the Greenwich Village area, and they're thinking that this gay rumor or this rumor that he likes men, he's thinking that maybe that will help him get votes in the gay district of Greenwich Village.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's lots of gay guys
but
there.
Like,
so
experts are pointing out they already have gay congressmen then, and they don't need somebody like him who's a joke. I don't know.
Wow.
We shouldn't keep picking on him. He's not.
Well, we've given him too much airtime. But it's fun. Wiener, wiener, wiener.
It's just fun to say baby wiener.
It's just fun to say baby wiener, and I feel for the kid. I do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to judge him. Let's do some Nevada hot topics. We had a lot of things going on this year in Nevada.
Big stories.
Right here in northern Nevada. Things we will long remember, no matter how much we wish we could forget them. Of course, at the National Championship Air Races 2011, the American P-51D Mustang, flown by James K. Jimmy Leeward, crashed into spectators, killing 11 people. It was a crater size hole in the tarmac, roughly 3 feet deep, they say, 8 feet across, with debris spreading out for more than an acre. The 1940s model plane went straight down. First few rows of the VIP box seats, based on the crater location. That's
right.
How they know that. And eyewitnesses, too many of them. The plane hit about 65 feet in front of the leading edge of the grandstand, where thousands were watching as the plane sped by just a few hundred feet above the ground. Very scary thing. The plane, of course, flown by 74-year-old veteran racer, Hollywood stunt pilot, disintegrated in a ball of dust, debris, and bodies. That was horrific.
We did have some horrible stories this year in northern Nevada.
On the morning of September 6th, 32-year-old Eduardo Sencion parked his blue minivan outside the Carson City IHOP restaurant, shot a woman standing outside, then barged inside the restaurant and opened fire with a fully automatic AK-47 type assault rifle. He fired 60 rounds at diners, killing 4 people, including 3 members of the Nevada National Guard, wounding 7 others, before walking outside and shooting himself in the parking lot. He later died from his injuries. That's the coward thing that really makes me angry. Shoot yourself first.
First.
Okay? If you're considering shooting someone else like that, shoot yourself first. God. Crazy.
Yeah, IHOP just reopened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they did. And I think people are supporting it, too, just to kind of help the healing begin. I can't hold IHOP responsible. I mean, we went to IHOP. My mom used to work at IHOP for years. That was how she supported us when we were kids. And so we went one morning, and sitting in there, we thought, oh, my God, IHOP. And then it was like, well, no, we love IHOP. It's been around forever. It's good food, great service. It's a family tradition.
Did you get a lot of free pancakes and waffles?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you the truth. Yes, we did. Because after school, we'd go there. Mom would feed us because she was a single parent. And because of her working at IHOP, that's where I got my second job. First at 16, I was worked for a submarine sandwich. Didn't last long because all I wanted to do was play the jukebox. But after that, IHOP was my very first legitimate job because my mother had worked there.
That was before you were a circus freak, right?
Oh, I was way before that. But yeah, we love IHOP, so don't hold back. There's crazy people everywhere. The Collin Ranch fire that ripped through Reno, God, perfect storms of elements. That was just awful. Sparking power lines, ferocious winds in excess of 70 miles per hour, dry conditions, challenging terrain led to the worst fire in Reno's history in the early morning hours of November 18th.
I don't think people outside this area know how strong the winds get in Reno once in a, periodically. When that wind starts coming down the Sierras right through the valley, it's horrible.
Yes, it's horrible up where we live. I mean, the trees were...
How about yesterday? Were you out yesterday?
Loved it.
It was really blowing yesterday.
I'm one of those people that love the wind.
Doesn't it get in your eyes? I mean, it's always got dust in it.
Well, I never thought of it. I don't look at it that way. No, I've used to got my sunglasses on.
You probably walk around with your eyes closed, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I try. But no, I love the wind. Love the wind. Huh. I'm one of those people that never have good hair anyway, so I don't care.
You'll be a good sailor then.
The wind. Yeah, see? Also, of course, the Street Vibration biker shooting. That happened also. The annual Street Vibrations motorcycle rally turned to violence on the night of September 23rd when a fight between rival motorcycle clubs inside Janusquaga's Nugget escalated into gunfire and the death of Hell's Angel chapter president Jeffrey Pettigrew. His alleged shooter, Vago's motorcycle club member Ernesto Manuel Gonzalez, 53 of San Francisco, pled not guilty on November 17th to murder with a deadly weapon. He's caught on film. There's another one of those trials that are going to last forever.
You're bound to be caught on film if you do something in a casino.
Unbelievable. And conspiring to fight with his rivals. His trial is slated for January 17th and probably won't happen until January 17th of 2020. Also,
took him a while just to find the guy.
I swear. Well, they hide each other. You know, they're a pack.
And he wanted to be out. He wanted to be out, released on bail while they
were waiting
for his
trial.
And they said, we can't let that happen because there's a, what is his gang's name?
The Vagos.
The Vagos?
Yeah.
They have a chapter down in Central America somewhere. And they said,
well, I'm sure that was planned.
That's what his plan probably was, yeah.
That was crazy. That's the first time something like that's happened in many, many years. And then, of course, this year, Raggio resigned. U.S. Senator John Ensign resigned. Wow. And then in April, we lost beloved University of Nevada, Reno president, with the unexpected death of Milton Glick. And watched as U.S. John Ensign resigned in disgrace. That was kind of sad.
He tried to hang on, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And he was such an interesting guy. Was a nice guy.
You liked him?
Yeah, Glick.
You met him.
I'm talking Glick.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ensign.
No, he was handsome, though.
Yeah, well, that's all that's important.
That's all that matters to me. Just kidding. Yeah. So that's some of the hot happenings. Where's all the good stuff? I looked and looked and looked.
For good stories.
For some real good stuff today. And I was afraid people would tune out. So I said, well, I better not. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
When we come back, JP's moment of common sense, moment or two, when we come back with Broadview. Thanks for joining us.
The Buzz.
Are you tired of looking in the mirror and seeing wrinkles or sunspots that bother you? It is common as we age to have more skincare concerns. Hi, I'm Regina, General Manager at RenewMD. At RenewMD, our focus is to help you look and feel your best. Our experts in anti-aging provide a relaxing, professional treatment that varies from microdermabrasions to chemical peels, advanced laser treatments, dermaplaning, and so much more. We have professionals under board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. James Murphy, who care about you and your skincare needs. We offer complimentary consultations Tuesday through Saturday, and this holiday season is a perfect time to take advantage of our special offers. 50% off laser hair removal, $500 off a non-surgical facelift package. Dermaplaning is only $29 with any other service and many more opportunities to save. Call today to get started on your path to beautiful skin so you look in the mirror and not only look great, but feel great. Call 852-4500. That's 852-4500. At RenewMD, we're setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
How will you be more a significant man in 2012? Let's take a look at the list. Be a better father. Spend more time with the kids. Get the promotion at work. Upgrade the kitchen and bathrooms in the house. Give more of your time and money to charity. Be a better husband and become an all-around superstar. This is your year. So it's time to arrive in style in your luxurious new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac. You have a list to attend to, so you deserve the best. Be bold. Stand out. Be significant. Reno Buick, GMC, Cadillac, on Kitsky Lane.
You wouldn't give your kids heroin. Why give them access to your prescription medications? OxyContin and other prescription painkillers are simply heroin in a pill. Drug poisoning is the second leading cause of accidental death. You would keep a gun locked up. Prescription drugs can be just as deadly. Kids can get drugs on the street. Don't make it any easier for them at home. Keep your children and grandchildren safe. Lock up your prescription drugs. Visit jtnn.org.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you for joining us on this New Year's Eve 2011. 2012 only hours away now. And right now, here's JP with the last moment of common sense of the year.
Thank you, Jay. There was a news story this week that broke my heart. There's a town in Pennsylvania named Beaver Borough that banned sledding in one of its two parks this winter and requires kids to wear helmets in the other park. Helmets for sledding? Are you kidding me? Is this really the world we want? Every day there's another story about the government tightening the screws on us, trying to make sure we're safe. Or at least that's the excuse they use. I think it's more about the lust for control and power that attracts these people to government in the first place. Because of that lust, we end up with helmet requirements and cell phone bans for drivers and gun control laws and those ridiculous 15-mile-per-hour speed limits and so-called school zones and every other ridiculous government attempt to make people safe. The town manager for Beaver Borough was so earnest and so emotionless explaining the sledding ban, I thought for a second the Borg had conquered Pennsylvania. If the sled riders were to lose control or were unable to get off their sled, they could potentially go over the hill into the woods and get injured, fatally injured. I don't know about the fatally part, Mrs. Manager, but going over the hill into the woods? Yes, that's the exciting part, you dummy. Here in Nevada, today is the last day of cell phone freedom. Starting tomorrow, we'll pay a fine for using a cell phone in our car, even if we're stopped at a stoplight talking to our wife about what she wants from the grocery store. Sorry, buddy, you can't do that. It's dangerous. It's not really dangerous at all, which statistics prove over and over again when cell phone bans fail to have any effect on accident rates. But hey, at least those assembly critters in Carson City got a chance to satisfy their lust. Next door in California, where the Borg really have taken over, things are worse. Starting tomorrow, January 1st, teenagers can no longer use tanning beds or buy cough medicine. Children have to use car seats until they're 8 years old. Shoppers can no longer buy alcohol in the self-check lanes. Public schools have to include history lessons about gay, bisexual, and transgendered people. Carrying an unloaded handgun is prohibited. Young adults can stay in foster care until they're 21. And 12-year-olds can make their own decision to be vaccinated against genital warts. The last one is because the Borg was confident they know better than parents how to protect the hive. I don't know why California made 8 the cutoff age for car seats. Why not keep everybody in car seats until 65, when they retire and Medicare starts using Obama's death penalty to usher them into the grave? Wouldn't that be more efficient? Remember the Bruce Willis movie Surrogates, where people stayed at home warm and safe and let surrogate robots go outside and do everything? Or the Keanu Reeves Matrix trilogy, where everybody was kept unconscious, hooked up to IVs, and they only thought they were having a life? That's where we're headed, a world where we only think we have a life. If I have one wish for the new year, it's that people will stop trying to achieve some silly, government-defined, non-existent state of safety, and instead choose to risk something once in a while, doggone it. So how about a New Year's resolution, people? Let's resolve to remember that we're alive and God gave us free will and blessed us with a world that brightens and thrives when we experience it. Let's go sledding in Beaver Borough without a helmet before it's too late. That's today's dose of common sense.
Yeah, you better do it all because we got 40,000 new laws.
That's what you said
coming
earlier.
Next year.
Isn't it ridiculous?
You know, I absolutely relate to the Matrix.
You do?
Yeah, with computers and everything, we're hooked in. I'm hooked in several times a day. My whole life is right there.
We're having less actual physical contact with other people.
That's right. Social networks, I go there to check on my family and friends and to tweet and Twitter and twist and turn, and I do it all right there in my little studio. Yeah, I spend a lot of time, and there's many, many more people that spend more time than that in their computers, and there's war games, there's word games. I mean, you can do everything on the internet.
And it's safe.
Yes, right there in your own little room.
Much safer than going out into the real world and actually doing something.
Yeah, you can do things that you only think of on the internet. And that's what I say to you, Wiener, and all the rest of Sanduskis. do it there on the internet and don't just say
those
no.
Those people you want on the internet.
Just say no to the real world. Oh my God. No, I do relate to it. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a matrix. Don't you? Sometimes feel like the world is kind of
maybe
weird.
This isn't real?
Yeah, that maybe this isn't real and we're just spending all our time spinning our wheels here and then all of a sudden it's tomorrow. Kind of like the Samoans, you know, they went to bed on Thursday and they woke up, it was Saturday.
I know, I read that story.
We'll talk about Friday.
We'll
talk about that when we come back. Right here on the final day of 2011. There's more Broadview after your news, so please stay with us. You're listening to KBZZ Sparks Reno, an Americom broadcasting station.
CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger. Dubai says hello to 2012. Huge fireworks display there. Hundreds of thousands of people will be watching the ball drop tonight in New York's Times Square. CBS News correspondent Seth Stone says lots and lots of law enforcement eyes will be watching them.
There are police everywhere here. We're told there will be thousands of police deployed throughout Times Square through the day and into the night. Also, police are aided by cameras at nearly every corner of Times Square. I was at police headquarters yesterday with the police commissioner, and he was showing me these special cameras that not only allow police to take a look at what's happening in Times Square, but they send an alarm if the camera recognizes something suspicious.
Port Clinton, Ohio is getting ready to drop a giant fiberglass fish from a crane to welcome the new year, in a tradition going back 15 years. The walleye drop at the stroke of midnight, New Year's Eve, features a 20-pound, 600-pound replica of the fish that's plentiful in the area. Mitt Romney took a brief break from campaigning in Iowa.
Thank you. Appreciate your help today.
To campaign instead in New Hampshire, where he told supporters the country faces major challenges and President Obama hasn't dealt with them. Back in Iowa, Newt Gingrich is losing ground in the polls, but he says don't count him out yet.
I think this is very much in flux. My guess is that a third to half the people who walk in at the caucus will potentially change their position or not yet have a position. So this could be a very exciting couple of days.
Iowa holds its caucuses on Tuesday, 1 week before the New Hampshire primary. Big smiles at NASA. The first of two robotic probes is now orbiting the moon, ready to try to find out how it got there in the first place. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says the science behind something like this is pretty amazing.
These two spacecraft fly in tandem, and as they fly over buried mass concentrations, mountain ranges, etc., one spacecraft will dip slightly, followed by the other, and by precisely measuring the distance between the two spacecraft, the researchers will be able to tell an awful lot about the interior structure of the moon. And that, of course, is the goal, to learn the evolution of the moon, how it came to be there, and what its interior might look like.
Scientists think the moon was formed when an object the size of Mars smashed into the Earth billions of years ago. Federal authorities tell CBS News a security scare at the Midland International Airport in Texas was caused by a soldier returning from Afghanistan, and there's no security threat. There was concern because officials had earlier said a man in the airport had explosives in what's described as military-grade wrapping. Officials say security spotted a suspicious item in a carry-on bag. Some car buyers at a Medina, Ohio car dealership will get their vehicles for free, except for taxes, if the Cleveland Browns keep the rival Pittsburgh Steelers scoreless tomorrow. The Plain Dealer reports that a Kia dealership's offering to rebate the cost of cars if the Browns shut out the Steelers. Long odds on that. This is CBS News.